right, there we go.
See, we're on time at least. McCarthy isn't.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are on time. You're on time.
No, you even start on time. Usually it's...
Let's see here. Let's see when it goes.
I'm going to burp and then
we're going to refresh it. Wow, that's good. We got it. It went right up. Mm-hmm. It's on Facebook. I just have to put it on the blog. And it's on the blog. I press publish. And once it's published, all right, that's a go. That's a go. Now I can. All right, welcome everybody. It's GloucesterCast 439.
439.
Which is amazing to me.
Exactly.
It seems like yesterday was 300.
Because we were just talking about the parties we had at 300 and 350.
At James Eves and the Crow's Nest and Beauport. So it's almost like we have to start up again. Oh, it looks like it's, oh no, you're moving. It's almost like we have to start up again, thinking about where we're going to do 450.
We're going to have to talk about it, especially with COVID and spacing and people.
What did we figure out? It was around Thanksgiving?
Yes.
We counted it out, and I think it's around Thanksgiving, if I remember right. Let's try that again. So this is 39, so that's 11. 11 weeks sounds like a long time, doesn't it? But it's not.
It seems like a long time. But so 11 weeks from now is what?
Basically, we're on Thanksgiving.
8, 9, 10, 11. November 29th.
November 29th. Yeah, that's right around Thanksgiving.
Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Unless we double a few up somewhere.
I doubt we'll be doubling it because it's usually work busy this time of year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it could. So. I could see that happen. Paula Ryan O'Brien is with us. Genevieve Cross is with us. Well, she was with us earlier. I see the comments are all kind of put together. We got McCarthy fucked us. He's gonna be late.
Is he exercising? Is he out doing his routine?
I think he's jazzercising with Bo Cleary right now.
Well, then that's a legit excuse then.
Last I heard, he was really pounding the rocks.
Did you pounding the rocks? Hello, Amanda Louise Nichols. Good morning. Everybody, if everybody could share the podcast, that would be awesome.
Here we are.
We got the
good
sticker.
Morning, Gloucester in 3D.
Get closer, Jim.
Oh, right, get
up
closer.
Yeah, right there. Those are the new stickers.
Here we are.
I love those.
Hi, I'm Jim Dalpiaz, and this is my wife, Pat.
Pat Dalpiaz.
Yes.
Otherwise known as Nunu and Pop Pop.
Pretty close.
Pat, it just came to my attention last week. We really didn't talk about the grandchild. We kind of like barely skimmed over it.
Yeah, we did.
That's not acceptable.
Well,
so, I mean, you guys are first time grandparents. Well, we did a big thing on the blog, but we didn't really talk about it on the podcast.
Well, thank you for that.
He's 2 weeks old tomorrow. And when he spent the first week in the NICU, so we were not saying much until we knew he was well. And then he came home on Labor Day, and he's doing great.
Yeah, he's doing great, and thank you for all the people who are writing wonderful things to us and stuff.
Awesome.
Appreciate it, everybody. Thank you.
Well,
awesome.
The thing of it is, we have to talk about this. Okay, I'd like anyone that's watching this live right now, can you comment on the audio? I just want to make sure the audio is okay right now. But you guys, I should close this too a bit better.
There you go. That's better.
That's probably much better. You guys have this thing where, and I didn't put it on the blog, but I put it everywhere else. How you have this fascination with making sure that everyone calls the baby Schooner. Because the baby, even though the baby is in Pennsylvania, it was supposed to be born right around the Schooner Festival, and you have a love for the Schooner Festival, but every
Schooner mask,
your life is about the schooners. And thanks, Marianne Boucher and Brenda for chiming in with the audio and Paula, but you just keep pounding the rock. Every time there's a social media post about the baby, you might write the word Schooner 5 times in the post. And,
somebody might, yeah.
and everyone is kind of right now, good morning, Michael Bertolino. like worried that if they don't address the baby as Schooner, that bad things are going to befall them. The bad juju, because the look, the death, the Pat Dalpiaz death stare may be a real thing. And so it's just, it's interesting because I thought that the obnoxious, like pounding the rock on Nick children's nicknames was reserved for the Gen Xers and the ones
who
are a little bit younger.
Oh,
I didn't realize that it's multi-generational.
Well, to us, he feels like Schooner to us.
Yep.
He's Schooner. To me anyway. Yeah.
The Schooner. I mean, come on. They talk about the V's, right? So I call him the Schooner.
So now they have the we talked about the obnoxious grandparent names.
Grandparent
that everybody names. Has to have a unique obnoxious grandparent name.
Yes. And you seem to have adopted Pop.
And a lot of people have stories about that, which are cool to hear.
No, it is. But yours in particular, Nanu and Pop Pop.
Yeah, your Nanu is a new one. I like it.
That was Robin Williams in
Nanu,
Walking Mindy.
Nanu. Yeah.
And Walking Mindy. Good morning, Joey Foot. Joey Foot's at Winter Sheep Beach.
He
must be getting a little sun today, trying to close out the summer with some nice sun.
Well, he's
doing,
a ranger.
He's one of the rangers.
Oh, wow.
And he listens and watches when he can. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
So, yeah. Good
Joey,
morning.
Give us a beach report this morning. How's the parking lot? Is it full at Winter Sheep Beach yet? Let's see if he's listening. See,
yeah.
He chimed in, but now we'll see if he's actually listening.
He's busy
chasing clamors.
Right. I was trying to figure out how to phrase that.
Good. Chasing what?
Clamors.
Wow, what happens with the clamors?
Well, the people who are taking starfish or clams.
Illegally?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he must have a direct line to our friend. Oh, Joey says the parking lot is empty. He must have a direct line with the shellfish constable, Peter Seminara, who's also one of our friends.
Right. And apparently, they had quite a – the last time we talked to Joey about a week ago – they had quite a couple sessions at the beaches.
Yeah,
with
people
that.
Are doing some things.
Stephen Reed is with us, and we need to say a
happy
anniversary to
Stephen
Reed.
Right. I hope he might have just found that out, knowing Steve. She wrote a beautiful thing out there.
Well, that's natural. The man doesn't think of these things.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He probably.
But she posted a photo of the two of them, and I think it must have been photoshopped because he looks like Rock Hudson in this photo. I don't know.
You're thinking maybe she got the wrong wedding photo in there?
I think
something?
It might have been photoshopped.
It could have been a cardboard cutout. They chopped them up.
I have to take care of a customer right now.
Yes,
but Pat, I want you guys went to Minglewood, and you wanted to do a shout out to Zach.
Yes, Zach. Thank you. We went to Minglewood. Had been out on the road and got back yesterday from New York, and
we
looked at each other.
Yeah,
and
we kind of said, you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. Well, what do you want to go to? And we looked at each other and both said at the same time,
Minglewood. Yeah, so
we went down.
It's one of our comfort stops. It's there at the top of the list. I had, last night, I tried something new. I had the vegetable fried rice and steak tips with the steak tips in them. They were done perfectly and it was yummy. You had that casserole looked good.
I had the casserole, but can't have to have it. I did the appetizer. I'm not a real big appetizer guy, but when you hit places like that, you have to do it. I did the fried cauliflower, and that is with some on coleslaw with a drizzling of a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just a wonderful thing.
And what I noticed last night especially was that there were a lot of young families there.
Yeah.
So it's obviously feels friendly for young families to bring their kids and safe. So that was...
Right. Inside now, we like to go inside.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of room, plenty of spacing. I never felt like I was being, intrusive to somebody else or somebody was intrusive to me. It was, it was very good.
And here's what else I noticed. Ladies of a certain generation or body type who has been waiting for higher-waisted jeans to come back into our lives because we can't stand these lower-waisted things, like for the last, 8 years, it's been the fashion. Lots of the young girls were wearing high-waisted jeans last night, what we used to call mom jeans. But
okay,
I am very happy.
I did not see any of that.
Very happy to see higher, at least higher waisted pants coming back for women. That's
how
awesome.
I'm talking about the food and all the different things, and you're talking about the.
I'm going, that one has high waisted pants.
Yes,
on. That one has high.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there was family around us with the little kids, and of course, being new grandparents, we were trying to guess the age of some of the kids, and we're making grandparent
googly,
eye contact with
googly.
Them.
Well, you were making googly eyes.
Well, I was trying to make the kid throw her. She had mac and cheese, and she was grabbing it and eating it. And I was just kind of making her
yeah.
throw it toward her parents because they weren't looking.
Wow.
You know, it's a grandparent thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
But anyway, we wanted to shout out to Zach. It was
right.
great to see him. And the meal was wonderful, and we highly recommend Minglewood. We enjoyed
yeah.
it very much.
As usual,
it feels very safe there.
And, you know, big thing, Serenity cards.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah, the
reminder
big. That Minglewood is a Serenity restaurant. And last night I forgot to let the waitress know at the beginning of the order that we had the Serenity. Well, we use the app usually when we go into the restaurants to get the points added to our account. And even at the end, I had already paid the bill and everything, and I remembered it and called the waitress over and asked her if it was too late to add it on. And she said, oh, no, and they were very friendly, and it worked out great. So get
yeah.
your Serenity card.
Absolutely.
There's we go to 3 or 4 local Serenity places. The new Breakwaters Roasters is a Serenity.
Yes,
and so
we'll Joey's going to talk about that later.
And so will the new Taj, I believe.
Yeah, that's what he's going to talk about.
Yeah.
For those of you who are tuning in and wondering why we're sitting here right now, this is Good Morning Gloucester. It is the Jory Cimitaro Hour. He's down working with customers. I would like to say that Chris McCarthy and Connor and all the other regulars are here, but
yeah.
they all overslept, and they're not here. We're the grandparents and everything else, but we seem to make it. Maybe a little spit up over here and some maybe... you know, diaper pee and everything else on us, but we're here. Joey wanted me to mention, once again, if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope here to Good Morning Gloucester, this is the sticker. I put that right up there. There is the sticker, and if you send that, we will gladly send them out. We have here a list of people who have sent it. I was just going through. We address them, and we're going to be mailing them out. Here's somebody from California. Okay, California, that's great. And I hope everything's working well for you out there. Wildfire. We have a lot of Gloucester, Danvers. Once again, Brenda Davis, I know you're listening. Joey has said it, but I'll say it too. Your envelope was misplaced by Joey, not me. Mm-hmm. He was trying to hang me, but it was Joey. And we are now taking care of it. So if you send that, we will stuff them and we will get them out in the mail, and you'll be getting this wonderful sticker.
Yeah. And that's
that's why we go here to buy lobsters at Captain Joe's.
You're funny. Let's see. Give Julie wants the address for what? Oh, for Captain Joe and Sons? It would be 95 East Main Street.
Yeah, I just put it in. I just put the link in, the notes.
Mary Ann Albert Boucher just said something in the comment section that I can completely identify with.
I am.
She wrote, high-waisted jeans are back, and I am not happy.
Not happy.
She is not happy.
Not happy.
I am not happy. I think that high-waisted jeans are a terrible, terrible look. It's not even, I understand older people that wear them because they want to cover up their bellies. I get that. But young women that wear these things,
okay,
especially
can,
the jean
yeah.
shorts, it's the style.
Oh,
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. All the hip girls are wearing them like that. But I do not like the style. I like the low rise, which was popular about five years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Foote, just want to give a big shout out to City of Gloucester Lifeguards on doing a fantastic job this year at the beaches. They did do a great job. The other thing is, I don't have the. See, I wanted to get Jeremiah Nicastro and Kristen Michelle Jeremiah Nicastro from Cops and Kids and Kristen Michelle from We Are All in This Together. They did that big food drive.
Yes, yeah.
Huge food
drive.
Wear
orange
drive.
And. Wear yeah,
orange
that was awesome.
And the food drive. I wanted to get them on the podcast today and.
I think they were a little bit busy yesterday.
No, I want yesterday. Right? Yeah, but I wanted to get him on the podcast this morning, but neither one of them could make it. Brenda, see, Brenda, you and I, we're on the same page. Troy wants bell bottoms. I think Troy is trolling us with that comment. I don't know if it's Troy or Julie because they have that Facebook thing where they merge the husband and wife name together.
Yeah.
Julie Troy Borge Petrillo, all in one
okay, email. One account.
Yeah,
all
one
right.
Account. So customers all the time. Pauline says she gets customers all the time for the mentions on Good Morning Gloucester.
Oh, nice. Absolutely.
She's been doing a great job. Those flags, her flags are everywhere. And the mailboxes.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, Pauline, how has the sales been going of the light posts?
Yeah.
I'd like to know how those have gone. So what did you say about – I didn't get to hear your comments about Minglewood. Did you talk about the new Taj at all?
We mentioned it was a Serenity restaurant.
No, but did you talk to our friend?
No, I didn't know.
Zach.
I didn't know he had anything to do with Taj.
You know Zach. You know that Taj is in the same restaurant group and that he's a general manager.
I did not know that Zach was general manager of the restaurant group.
No,
we talked to Zach at Minglewood. Yeah, no,
so they have these meetings and they share a lot of staff and they get these places up and going.
I didn't think to ask him about that.
He came over and we would talk a little bit about football.
He's pretty busy with Saturday night.
So he was too busy for you to ask him.
I forgot, to be honest. I didn't make the connection.
You didn't think to ask him?
No, I didn't.
No, the GMG reporter hat was not on while we were sitting there.
Did you ask him about the fried chicken place that they're going to do, the Happy Rooster?
No, that I
didn't.
You
didn't think of that either?
No, not at all.
No.
See, no. This is why we need to go out to dinner more, because we'll eat and you can ask the question.
I was mentioning that I even forgot to put my Serenity app up first when we got there to tell the waitress at the beginning, like I usually do, and edit it at the end because I didn't remember even the Serenity thing until the end.
You know, you go away for a couple of days and you come back.
We are a little rusty. You're distracted with this, the new baby.
We're a little bit rusty.
We're going to have a conversation about this after.
I think we'll be diving right back into it quick, though.
Yeah.
We'll be okay.
Because we're up in here.
Pauline sold out of the light posts.
Really?
Sold
wow,
out.
Great.
And she's making more. So there's that.
Let's go Pats.
I know. So speaking of the Pats, big game today, 1 o'clock. So I love how they did this. The NFL, for all their faults, I love that they scheduled the Patriots at 1 and the Bucks at 4. They're giving people what they want here. You're going to be able to say two straight games where people in New England have interest between Brady and Gronk. I am not. I know a lot of people said that they'll be rooting for Brady. I'm not rooting for Brady. I'm not rooting for Gronk. I appreciate everything that they did for us here. I'm rooting for the Patriots. And the reason why I'm not rooting for them is because I want the Patriots to have a better record so I don't have to. And it's solely selfish reasoning. The selfish reasoning logic goes like this. Whatever happens today with the Patriots is going to be a complete and the Bucs is going to be a complete overreaction either way. If they win, the pundits are going to be tripping over themselves to say they're going to anoint Cam Newton, you know, the next coming of Jesus Christ. If he loses, the wheels are going to fall off.
Well, I mean, can you kind of, in a way, I don't blame the media. They need something else to, they need some other kind of attention.
Yeah, I
or
totally,
something.
Yeah.
We all need it.
I agree with Joey on that. This is going to be a heck of a write-up by the press and everybody. It's just going to go crazy. Win or lose, there's going to be so much discussion on this. I totally agree with that.
But what happens is, I don't know. I know that Belichick tries to get these players to not pay attention to the media. The Boston media in particular can run a guy out of this city. I believe that the Boston media is the main reason why Brady left. Because, like, no matter what he did, it was like, that's all they wanted to talk about was how Belichick and Brady hated each other. They could say a million times how much they respect each other and everything else, but the Boston media just wants the negative story. The sports media, they're just brutal. But if you win and win and win, like, so Cam is this shiny new object, and if he wins, it's going to solve a lot of problems. If he doesn't, God, you know, it's going to be, you know, God forbid.
But I think everybody needs a distraction, so that's not such a bad.
Look at this. Gervonio Miranda. That's quite a name. Good morning from Oliver's Harbor. McCarthy and I went to Oliver's Harbor Friday night, and I got my thing, the lobster carbonara. Oh, I actually have pictures going up. I think I have it scheduled for 11 o'clock today from our dinner. Madeline gets the chicken. I think Charlene got the filet, and I got the lobster carbonara. I'm telling you, the place, yeah. And you know what was really nice to see there? Like, the previous three or four restaurants that were in that space, I liked them all, but they never got any traction. Oliver's Harbor on Friday night was packed.
It was happened when we drove by last night. Saturday night, that was awesome.
They're firing on all cylinders.
Yep.
We were really happy to see that they were hopping by last night.
Yeah, we just love that place and love what they're doing and how hard they work.
I have a suggestion. Here's my suggestion. We sat on the booths that are right on the street, and I love that because you really can see the action on Main Street.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I like that one. I like those.
I think if they put like the heaters up above that kind of like shoot down at you. Because they have that trellis.
Yes.
I think they could hide heaters up there and kind of like – so they could extend their outdoor dining time there.
When I go there, they have those – you know, they have tables outside, as everybody sees. But there's one in particular that's all the way toward the back. And I like sitting there because, boy, do you see everything.
What do you mean, in the back of the parking lot?
Yeah. They've got that one – it's like I call it the cubby. There's in the back area, they got one table sitting there. There's a heater right by it. The heater does not block the view. So I get to see people coming out, the people walking. You see everything and you enjoy your meal. You can talk to each other. I love that spot. Right?
It's really cool. Michael Bertolino wants to know where it is located. I think he's talking about Taj. If he's not talking about Taj, Oliver's Harbor is located where Trio was. And it was something before it was Trio, but it was in the space
across from Cape Ann Olive Oil.
Across from Cape Ann Olive Oil, and next to in the same parking shares a parking lot with Premier Imprints,
right? Which is not
going to be happening anymore. The Taj, Brenda Davis has mentioned this two or three times. She's very upset that Taj does not have the prices on their menu.
Oh.
She has a real problem with this.
Yes.
She's killing her. For some reason, it's killing her.
Now, Taj is going to open
Why
up.
Why are we seeing some of these comments, but not all of them? That's strange.
Because they're probably – some of the comments are probably coming from the Good Morning Gloucester one.
Okay.
And some of them are coming from my personal profile.
See them all. Okay.
I see them all. They all come through my thing.
Right. Okay. So I'm not. I happen to be on the Good Morning Gloucester one right now.
Yeah.
Those are the comments.
There's probably more on.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, I go back. It depends.
Why don't the readers comment on where they are? Where are you viewing this? Are you viewing this? Well, if they're viewing it on Good Morning Gloucester, they can't comment.
Right.
If you're viewing it on my Joey GMG my profile. Then it would then comment there, and if you're viewing it on Good Morning Gloucester Facebook page, could you comment there? And please take just 2 seconds, and please hit that share button.
So
we can have more people commenting because it's more fun.
Yeah. Hey Joey, I want to bring up one thing since we're talking about that.
Thanks,
that little main strip there, you know, that we were talking about where Oliver's is and Bananas is there and everything. Cape Ann Auctions. I really like how he's kind of making this all happen with COVID. We all know he had his store right there. And
Glenda, you're talking about.
Yeah, you could walk in and see a lot of his stuff. It was great. Now, we also know he has his auction place And he has many auctions there too. And even that's a little problem. You know, he lost out with that. People can't go in. But he is going online and he's taking wonderful photographs and he's having like auctions online of some of his stuff. It's really quite unique what he's doing and stepping up. I know it's catching my eye.
I haven't seen it. I have to follow him or something.
Yeah. It's I have to give him a little kudos on that one. And really some interesting items. And he puts a little, you know, a little word with it, like as if he was running the auction. He would say a little bit about it and then run it. It's all missing except for that. I got five. You got five, 10, 10, 10. We got five, five, five. It's all missing that part.
Yeah.
And, but I want to just say a shout out that, you know, people are trying.
I like
really trying.
That. I think he's one of the least pretentious guys. He's like, he is who he is. And he's super nice all the time.
Yeah.
I really enjoy his company. Michael Bertolino. What I was curious about. So if anybody has any questions about what's happening in town, you can type in the question in a comment and I'll try to respond if we know what's happening.
Yeah, if we can.
Do you have the numbers on how many pounds of food was raised through that week?
Oh, I saw it. Hang on.
If you go to the We Are All In This Together page, maybe, or the Cops and Kids page, they might have the answers.
Yeah.
But Kate mentioned it to me last night, and it was astounding.
It was a
huge number.
I saw a picture, and it looked like, and that's wonderful. And that's another golden opportunity that Gloucester.
Oh, this Susan Kelly is waiting in the wings from Generous Gardeners. So I'm going to bring her on.
Please do. Yes.
Are you ready, Susan? She is. Okay. And one, two, three. There she is. Hey, Susan.
Hi, John. How are you?
The mic.
What mic?
Last time.
Can you hear me?
Somebody, there was a mic that was plugged in.
All right, well, listen, you know what? It's probably on my over here. I have to do the audio output on my end. Audio output, speakers.
The Conor McCarthy
Hello?
Syndrome.
Hi, Joe, can you hear me?
I don't know why I did this. The audio.
Well, while he's trying to get that, it's 15,000. 94 pounds of food.
How many pounds?
15,094 pounds of food.
That's insane.
Yeah, 15,000. That's crazy.
So 15,000, that would be seven and a half tons.
And I'm seeing like lots of boxes of cereal and I think these are paper towels or something. So that's lightweight stuff.
Wow.
So that's a huge amount of food. That's awesome.
Okay, everybody can hear. Susan Kelly.
Can you hear me now?
Thank you so much for coming on.
Joe, can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. I took a ride by the boulevard last week. I took a video and I'm over in East Gloucester, so I don't get to see that too often. I was absolutely blown away at how well that has been curated and taken care of. When you guys started, I remember there were some people were saying that this is not sustainable. Not only has it been sustainable, it has only gotten better every single year. People, this has become a crown jewel of the city all under your stewardship. And I just would like to give you the opportunity to thank people and to talk about one, where the funding is coming from, how many people are involved, and to also mention some of the other spaces that people may not know Generous Gardeners are involved with.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Joey. So Generous Gardeners started back in 2013 when I was rejuvenated the city planting committee. Subsequently, when I started fundraising for the boulevard, I had to resign from that because of, you know, ethics, whatever. But the boulevard really is our crown jewel. You're right. It is it's our flagship. It's what got us a lot of attention. Although we do take care of 45 spaces in Gloucester, and I don't think people realize that. And there are 65 active volunteers now. When we started, there were five of us. So it was, it's grown, you know, exponentially. And the boulevard is a big part of that. We have, one of the gorgeous things about the boulevard, I just want to, you know, give shout out kudos to Antoinette Calabrese, who's my boots on the ground this year, and she's really, she puts in probably 60 hours a week gardening on the boulevard. And she, all of those dahlias are her babies. We have 95 varieties of dahlias on the boulevard. And I don't think people understand that that's very, very unusual for a public space. Dahlias are very hard to grow. They're very picky. They need to be taken out and stored for the winter. And so it's not the kind of thing that most public spaces have. And that's one of the reasons why it's so amazing this time of year, where all other gardens, I mean, my own gardens are just completely winding down. I have almost nothing blooming, yet the boulevard is really just starting to explode with all of these dahlias. Now we have 750 dahlias on the boulevard. We had 2,000 daylilies that were blooming in July and early August. And then we have 2,000 annuals around the edges. So it's a quarter mile of formal gardens. That it's true. A lot of people thought that we weren't gonna be able to do it, but they don't understand how determined some of us can be about this. And I do wanna give a lot of credit to Mike Hale from the DPW, because he believed in us. He had seen the work we have done at the police station and at the traffic islands, and he believed that we could do this, and that's the reason it happened. It was the mayor, Mike Hale, and us that, you know, if any one of us hadn't been there, we would just have grass on the boulevard. And so I want to give the mayor a lot of credit for that too, because it did take some, you know, understanding. But at that point, we'd already been working with the DPW for 5 years. So people don't understand, this didn't come out of the, you know, this wasn't just an overnight thing. The first installation was behind the police station, which now if you drive by, they just installed a beautiful retaining wall, because we were having big problems with the soil running off into the parking lot. And it was become, you know, it was after a big storm, it was unsafe for the police to park there. So we now have this beautiful retaining wall, and we've replanted with hundreds of lavender and sedums. And I mean, it's really the police station, if you remember, you know, the 10 years of you know, hazard tape and broken stairs, it's really, you know, a wonderful difference to see there. This year, we also worked with the DPW and installed $3,000 worth of new grasses at O'Malley as part of that whole reconstruction project. I don't know if people have been by, but now there's a whole alley of trees. And the grasses, they wanted grasses rather than flowers so that it wouldn't attract bees for the children. And we also installed a new garden at the Fitzhenry Lane Park, which is across the street from the police station on Rogers Street, next to the Bank Gloucester, next to the new Chamber of Commerce. We also installed gardens at the Chamber of Commerce, the new Chamber of Commerce building. So even though everyone just kind of thinks about the boulevard when they think about generous gardeners, every traffic island is taken care of by us. Gardens in Magnolia that, I mean, again, if you're in East Gloucester, you probably rarely go to Magnolia, but the Magnolia Library is maintained by us. We just renovated the Hesperus Triangle, which is a big traffic island in Magnolia. We take care of the, you know, everything from the cemetery to along Lexington Avenue. If you go to our website, generousgardeners.org, there is a link to all of our garden spaces, and, you know, they're all listed there. Any specific questions? Do you want to know more about, and also just so you know, we're going to be planting 20,000 tulips the end of,
That's
what kind of started the whole show that first year and the tulips were there. That's when people kind of for the first time said, oh, okay, I think Generous Gardeners can handle this project.
Where can people, if people wanted to volunteer, is there an email address or a telephone number?
The way it works is I use MailChimp, and I do everything via email. I'm not that big on social media. Antonetta takes care of the Facebook account, and Cindy Deal does the Instagram account for me. But what I do is I send out blasts telling people. This year, because of COVID, we did it differently. We've had only a few kind of big group gardening on the boulevard. We had to add a lot of compost to some of the beds. We've had some salt issues. It's a constant challenge gardening on the boulevard. But mostly we have 65 active volunteers who've been assigned in small groups to the various locations. If you want to join, if you want to, there's no membership. We're not a garden club. We're just a group of volunteer gardeners. You don't even have to have any experience. You will learn by, you know, gardening with us. You just email me, susan@generousgardeners.org, and I will add you to the blast. About 250 people get the blast, but 65 people actually volunteer. So you can, you know, ask to be on the blast and know what we're doing without necessarily showing up to our events. In pre-COVID, we also did a lot of social things. We've had a few very small, socially distanced social gatherings at my place, but it's obviously a challenge. You know, it was lots of fun to have. We would have a Wine Wednesday every month at somebody's house, which we really can't do until, you know, things are better. But
well, thank you so much. And as far as fundraising, if someone wants to donate, can they do it through directly through the website?
Yes, you can do it through the website, or you can send a check to our office at 101 Western Ave, which is my business, Microsearch, on right next to the flowers on the boulevard. So yes, we did fall way short this year in our fundraising efforts because we did a virtual garden tour. And if anybody wants to pay $5 and get a link to the virtual garden tour, I'd be happy to send it to you. We did a virtual garden tour, and then, but luckily we did a gala last fall and we raised enough money to cover we're about $15,000 short this year. But we made that last year. So we are not in any trouble, but of course we always welcome donations. Although I do want to say that, you know, so many people are more needy, and, you know, with the homeless and the evictions and the food, I don't want to take anything away from, you know, from other donations.
Well, there's a lot of money that gets raised for tourism in the city, and, you know, geared towards bringing people into the city. Any money that's raised for this doesn't just benefit people from out of town coming here. This is something that every single person benefits from. It is
right
over the top, and it's all from your stewardship and your volunteers. So I want to thank you so much for what you guys have been doing.
Right. I do love it.
So much joy. You invigorated that so much.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much. Everybody go check out the website. We'll put a link to it in the show notes so people can donate and get involved. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks so much. Thanks, Jay. Okay.
How great was that?
Awesome. Well done.
She's a powerhouse. If you haven't noticed, she's
loving that painting behind her. It's very appropriate.
You know, Joey, you mentioned in all the podcasts, name some items that you've seen that are changed in the area. And I've got to tell you how that has stepped up. That all the garden area, all the workers, the beauty of it. And it extends out. It goes all the way down even further to other places.
Marianne Albert Boucher just gave a tremendous idea. She says, can you do a donation box day on the boulevard?
Oh, that is a good idea.
Wouldn't that be brilliant?
That is a really good idea.
JMG, you got it. Tell me what to do over
here. Wouldn't that be fantastic? They should do that. We got a Wing of Sheep beach update from Joey Foote. 18 cars in the lot and 25 on beach at Wing of Sheep, and lifeguards are on duty until 5 p.m. Joey, thank you so much, Joey, for that update. Keeping us informed. I love it.
Joey. Providing updated news.
So, Joey, does that mean you can't get to the Elks till 5 p.m.? That's a tough gig.
That's
right
gonna
there.
Be tough. Yeah,
that's a tough.
And
gig.
They've got a nice new menu up there now. We haven't been there yet to experience it ourselves, but
oh, they have a new menu at the Elks.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go check it out. Well, McCarthy keeps telling me he's gonna take me to the Bass Rocks
because
he keeps saying that the food there is phenomenal.
So how has it been at Bass Rocks? Is it lovely there?
It's
Chris took you.
He hasn't taken me because. He does a lot of talking and not a lot of doing.
And a lot of sleeping.
A lot of sleeping. Yeah, because he's not here on time.
That's
all right. I don't know, but he said something. Oh, I did a video of
I
did
saw
a,
it.
Did you see the video
I
of
did
their
see
training?
It. That's awesome. And it looked like it was at the high school.
It was at
right?
the high school track, and Bo put McCarthy
through
the paces.
I saw. That was awesome.
I tell you, Bo Cleary is a guy that we could have on a weekly basis.
He did a great job.
He's a natural in front of the camera.
He is a natural. I can see why everybody loves him.
Absolutely. So you were modeling your new shirt from Tightlines Gear.
Yes, yes. I saw that there was a new company called Cape Ann Tightlines. I don't know if you can.
You know what the move is? Hold on. You stay right there. Okay. Stand up straight. Mm-hmm. Because you have the thing.
Oh.
Tight lines right there. Where are the stickers? Okay, so this will be.
One and two.
Give me that and that. And I'll put this in front of them because they'll be able to see it better.
I love this color.
This is their logo.
It fits really well. It came quick. I ordered it online.
There's that.
Reasonably priced.
It covers high-waisted jeans.
Oh, wow. Jimmy got a little laugh.
Yeah,
on
he
there,
did.
Didn't he?
He did.
And I'm off camera, so no one's going to see my belly when I take my shirt off. Thank God. But I got to give my shout out to my. These are my people right here. These are my people right here. Lobster Trap Gifts right here. So can you put links in the show notes to both Tightlines? Tightlines.com?
Tightlines, yeah.
Make sure you do it. Put a link to them and then put a link to Lobster Trap Gifts.
There you go. It's the first of many.
Some grandpa played bingo. Shouldn't I say grandpas? Some grandpas?
Well, you know, it's made probably not in America. So yeah, it happens. Yeah.
And some people play flugelhorn.
Flugelhorn. It's all right. Your T-shirt. I told you, you're going to get one for your daughters. It says, my daughters kick balls.
Soccer started yesterday.
Yes.
For the game. First game I got to see Madeline play in – seems like forever.
And how many goals did she score?
She had 4 goals and 1 assist. I have to say this. She has a nose for the goal. She's fast and she's aggressive. But I have to – and she would tell you this too. The goals, a big part of the goals were – there's a couple of girls on our team, Sadie Gamber, Paul Gamber's daughter. And what is the name? It's not Piper. It's some like – Waspy
Schooner.
Not Schooner.
Oh,
thank God. I should know it. Waters. Okay. Waters Lloyd. Tremendous. Fed her balls on stride. And she put them away.
Yeah.
So, not the guy, parent, that it wasn't all her. Mm-hmm. She had great teammates. She played really well. And really, it was just nice to see. Outdoors,
kids
in the
playing.
Sun, kids playing, interacting. I know she was on cloud 9 after the game. So there's that.
You get to see. Yeah, I think that's so important that so many people, schools are switching, that they're canceling the fall sports. Some of them are moving to the pre-spring. It's all frustrating for them too, as much as everyone. So to see something like this happen and the smile on the kid faces, that's great joy. Great.
There's that.
Michael Berlino has a shout out to the students and the teachers. We're starting on Wednesday. So we're all on board with that. Y'all have it. You got this, guys. You parents and you teachers and you students, all the staff members.
Yeah.
Go get them.
I'm excited for them. I think I hear someone bounding up the stairs. I'm going to have to take care of some business right now.
Sure.
Yeah, you don't want to know who this is.
Is it the prick?
Is he?
Nice of you to join us.
Is it done? It is?
Look at this. There he is.
Some of us are working out, Joe.
We saw the video. You're a star.
You played the video?
You're a star in another format. Now it's a...
Is this on?
He's got the sunglasses on because it's a big movie star working out with Bo Cleary, the fitness instructor to Marky Mark, and now McCarthy walks into the office, indoor office, with sunglasses on.
He's opening up his options in the movie business.
Yeah. I mean, I already got a call from Scorsese.
Scorsese.
You know what? This no drinking shit is killing me. I mean, I'm not the same.
You're off your game. So this is the first time you've been late for the podcast.
Exactly.
And you've been sober for 3 days. What does tell you?
4 days.
Four days.
Let's make sure we count.
Well, who's counting?
okay, so to regroup, Joey, when he's not hungover, he's right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're, what's happening when you don't drink? You're not on.
I'm not on, yeah.
So what are we learning from this?
Oh, okay, man.
You got to start drinking more.
But, yeah, no, good workout yesterday with Bo. Really cool guy. But want to make it clear that I'm not doing it for him. I'm not doing it for GMG. I'm doing it for me. He made that. He wanted me to drive that point home.
Okay.
Is that this is about the new me, the new me. And, you know, Bo is a great listener and put me through a little workout. I'm not feeling sore at all today. And more to come.
I love it.
Yeah.
Did you like the little video I put together?
You know what? I haven't seen it. I've been on the go this whole morning, and I haven't been able to see it, but I'm look forward to seeing it. But the funny thing about meeting Bo yesterday was I get there, and as everybody knows, he's from Southie, and I met him at the Gloucester track, and I said, all right, let's go. He goes, all right, you ready to climb? I'm like, climb? He goes, yeah, we got to climb over the fence to get to the track. I'm like, I'm from Eastie. We go through gates.
Well,
we don't climb over them.
We break them with a chain cutter.
We lift the bottom and crawl underneath. So it was classic. I'm like, I haven't climbed the fence in I don't know how long. And my last experience wasn't a good one. I think
it's like being chased.
It pierced.
Pitched the nutsack.
Yeah, it pierced my cannoli. So.
What's it with you guys getting things? You know, your son got pierced by something, and you got pierced.
Chris, here it is. Yeah. Mama Shortaro.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that is the best.
The Jujulana cookies. She's tempting you to go off of your diet.
No way.
These are the Jujulana cookies. Pat Shortaro's Jujulana cookies.
Nope. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put half of these into the freezer.
Yep.
For the month of November.
Do you have a date when you're gonna? Are you looking for a certain weight to get to?
I am.
And what is it?
I don't.
You don't have to say. Okay.
I'm 198 today, which is very high for a body like.
And when did you start? When you started?
Wednesday. I started Wednesday.
And what was the weight in then?
198. Oh, but okay. I haven't weighed my. I weigh myself once a week.
Oh. Okay.
Every Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and usually I don't like to weigh myself. You know, it's all in how I feel and how my clothes feel.
Right.
But, yeah, this is sort of an annual ritual for me where I get to a point.
Well, Mexico, just, you got to get in bikini form for Mexico.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That and Shal and I are going away in October for our 30th anniversary. And,
wow. And
I want to look like, what Steve I looked like 30 years ago.
You want to look like Steve Reed in his anniversary photo.
I saw that. Yeah. Happy anniversary, Steve.
Yeah.
Charlene showed me the picture. She's like, who is this?
Yeah.
We also
but I think we're all in that.
Where'd you get the cutout?
Yeah.
And prop them up.
Mm.
Eric Lawton is with us.
Good morning. Hey, Eric.
Good morning. Enrico Palazzo.
Enrico Palazzo. Has Scorsese chimed in yet?
He has not chimed
in
yet.
No?
Well, you're here now, so he might
be on. The other cool thing about working out with Bo, if you saw the video, I was working on the handbags.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those handbags are famous. Like, all his actors and actresses that he's trained has hit those mitts. And now Chris McCarthy.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, yeah.
Marky Mark.
Yep.
And Chris McCarthy. All three famous guys.
You may never use that right hand again.
Yeah. And last night, we went home. Shell and I stayed home. We watched The Departed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had seen it before, but it was great to watch it. And, you know, if you go to Bo's Instagram account, I think his most recent post, he shows all the movies that he was in. And it's great. Scorsese. I'm saying it the Irish way. But, you know, that director, you know, calls out Wahlberg and Bo. And it's like, hello.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Yeah, Bo is great. And I'm looking forward to I'm meeting him again tomorrow, 7:30. At the Gloucester track.
Does he work out alongside you, or is he just literally training?
He did some running with me.
Cool.
But he'll, on occasion, he showed me, you know, the right posture to get into, the right position to get into. But I'm doing 99% of the work.
When do you normally take your boat, on a normal year, if you had your boat, when would you take it out of the water?
I think it's weather dependent. You know, this year, if
you're going to go, you would go until a storm would be forecast or something like that.
Like a snowstorm?
No, like a, last year.
No, I think I took my boat mid-October.
Mid-October, I think that's when I took mine out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're like, there's, you know, there's some good days.
Yesterday afternoon would have been a nice day.
Oh, yeah. Today.
Today's Patriots, though.
Mm.
And the Bucks.
That's right.
Okay, so who do you want to win more, Bucks or the Patriots?
I want them both to win.
Okay, so you're not actively rooting against the Bucks' success?
No. No, I'd love to see Brady win another.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, he's the man. He's the number one.
No, he's great. He's the
just
best.
Just because he's not on our team
anymore. The best that ever did it. I don't deny him. It's all selfish for me. The only reason I say it is because if he goes on and does better than the Patriots do, then we have to listen to the sports radio assholes talk about how the Bill Belichick's never done anything right in his entire life.
Right. No, that's true.
Based on, you know, who has a better record.
I wasn't factoring that in.
Yeah.
What would be interesting is if they both faced each other in the playoffs.
It would be really interesting. Well, they're in two different divisions.
Oh, right. So would they have to meet each other in the Super Bowl?
In the Super Bowl.
Wow. Wouldn't that be? But I don't know. Cam versus Brady.
I want Cam to succeed so much. And everybody, what people may or may not realize is, though, that, Cam Newton is only on a one-year contract with us.
Right.
And so here's a question. He's on a one-year contract. If he does really well, right, there'll be some other team that's probably going to be willing to overpay for him, which means the Patriots don't overpay for anyone.
Yeah.
So this is the conundrum you're going to be in. You're going to either have to come up with a ton of money. Yeah, hold on. I'll give you a knife.
Oh, you know, I need to pick my teeth.
You have to give a ton of money to keep Cam Newton, or maybe Cam takes a little bit of loves the success and that the Patriots showed it, giving him a chance, and says, I'll take, like what Brady did, take a hometown discount. Well, not that it's his hometown, but like take the discount to play with a good coach and a good team.
Well, that's a really interesting point, Joe. I think Cam is definitely going to take this year to prove to a lot of people that he can do it.
Yeah.
And I think he's, you know, being named the starter, he earned it, according to what we're hearing. He earned it.
And a captain. Yeah.
So, you know, I agree with you. Let's see how he does. And
we've never had a mobile quarterback with the size and agility that this guy's got.
Right.
Which means that Josh McDaniels is going to be able to call plays that he hasn't been able to call for 15 years.
No, that's a great point. Yeah.
Which means the defense can't just stack the line or sit back in coverage.
So who thinks he should get a haircut, though?
Not me.
No? You like that hair?
I don't mind.
What, Cam Newton?
He
has hat hair. I guess
I'm just jealous.
I'm jealous, too. Can't let Cam be Cam. I like that he's... I don't care. I love that he just doesn't let things bother him. So
the
far,
Yankees, but the Yankees would have him cut his hair.
Yes,
the Yankees would.
Steinbrenner. They still do that.
The old Steinbrenner would.
Yeah, they still have the mustache rule and all that stuff. Yeah.
So what is this? Pauline says, tell Chris to take you to BRGC, Bass Rocks Golf Club, on Friday night. Prime rib was amazing.
Oh, really? Wow. Next Friday night. This Friday night.
If it's a nice night, you know what we're going to be doing.
Well, we can sit and say, what? Oh, basketball? Which Friday?
What? I don't want to really talk about what happened yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning. What the fuck he said? Oh.
You want to talk about that? But that's what we're going to be doing. No. Let's be clear. If it's nice out.
Okay. Oh, I
let's
see.
Be clear.
I hear.
There's only a couple weekends left.
Yeah. Right? Oh, but the prime rib sounds outstanding. I forgot they have prime ribs on Fridays.
Well, we did talk earlier about how you've been teasing me and telling me how wonderful the food is there, and you got to get me over there to try it, and how every time I find out you go there and you neglect to ask me to go there, even though you said I got to get you there. And I drive home from work, and I see you on the golf course, so I know you're going to go there right afterwards.
You know, that sounds like Scorch
Case. He can't hide. He can't hide because the way home from work is through
right,
the golf course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I always see him.
Yep.
You know, I get other people that I got to entertain, Joe. The entertainment business is a lot of work.
That's a good segue, the entertainment business. I don't know if you all got your AARP bulletin this week. Did you? Yes.
I threw it away, though.
And did you notice?
You should have.
Did you notice in it there is a full page ad in the AARP bulletin for sex video?
Best sex of your
for
life.
For only
what?
$30.
That's it? And it's a $200 value.
We got to put it in front of the camera. Yeah, so hold on. It's this is.
I thought of you
okay,
right
so
away.
This is official.
Just so you know.
Hold on a second. This is in. AARP bulletin. So this anyone over 50 gets this?
Yeah. Well, they can get it, yes.
Why wouldn't you know, Joe?
Yeah.
Chris, I'm going to hold this to the camera. You can read it.
Don't miss out on the best sex of your life. See for yourself on discreet home video. It's best sex for a lifetime. It's 10 educational videos. $200 value for only $29.90 plus shipping. You'll receive these exciting videos: The Art of Oral Loving, 32 Ways to Pleasure Your Lover, Sex Play in Positionings.
No, tell me more.
Expanding Sexual Pleasures, 50 Sex Secrets.
Oh.
Don't you think
how
you know
secrets?
All the secrets?
I'm getting nervous here.
You're 60 years old. Don't you know what the
this
60
is the Kama Sutra.
The secrets to lasting longer. There you go, Joe.
Oh, there
I
you
need
go.
That. That's the one I need.
12 okay. ways to boost your libido. Better sex guide
that.
To Kama Sutra.
I told you Kama Sutra had to be in there.
Yes. Jeez, what, is that a spice?
No.
They're going to have that at Taj. when Taj opens up. That's going to be an option.
I think they're going to have a drink called Kama Sutra.
That's the bookie sign when you come in.
A lover's guide to self-pleasuring. There you go, Joe. And the joy of erotic massage.
Oh,
this is a one-time offer.
Yeah.
So please go to... Oh, they're sold by the Discovery Channel. Call 1-800-864-8176. Extension 84886. Call now. Operators are waiting.
Yes.
And I should mention that this being the AARP catalog, Chris was standing like with his eyes away from the thing.
Yeah.
He was giving it this one here like this.
Adjusting
his eyes, trying to figure out what
you're
working
on all the parts of your body. That,
You might want to check that 800 number because I don't know if I got that accurate.
Amanda Louise Nichols wants to know what magazine it was, and it is right here, the AARP Bulletin.
Yeah.
Right there. This is something.
The most recent.
The most recent thing.
Yeah.
And I noticed that Pat had the page dog-eared. Notice right there, Pat had the page dog-eared, and all the ink, the thumbprint right here is missing.
Yeah.
So
dare you to call, Amanda says.
Call. Let's call the number. Let's call the number right here live. Right? Really?
Oh, boy.
There we go.
1-800. You got to put it on speaker. 1-800.
Yeah.
864-8176. And then I'll tell you the extension. Speaker.
Sinclair Institute. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. For assistance in English, press 1. Para asistencia en español, to place an order, or if you simply have questions about our product, press 1. For
escort format, they're in.
Sinclair, this is Ashley. How can I help you?
Hi, Ashley. I'm an AARP member, and I just got the magazine, and I'm looking at the ad that you have about the video program.
All right. You want to order them?
What format does it come in? Like, does it...
DVD and VHS.
Okay. Great. And the cost is... how much is the shipping?
That one is kind of like the stuff you want while watching it.
Yeah. What kind of do you get to select the oils that you want?
No, but they're usually all water based.
Water based. Great.
Yeah.
Great. And you get all the videos that I think there are, what, 10 listed here?
There's 10 listed there, and then we do have another 3 that are very explicit that we do offer for half off. It's part of the AARP. Promotion, but we don't advertise them on TV because, I mean, in the magazine because children can read it. But those are very explicit. Those are $19.90.
Oh.
So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And how quickly can they be shipped out?
You can have them as early as Tuesday or standard shipping, which is 7 to 10 business days.
Okay. And are they geared towards an audience over 50? Okay, interesting. Okay. Honey, what do you think? Honey.
I think mom and dad would love it for Christmas.
No.
Welcome to the Good Morning Gloucester podcast.
Poor lady. She even laughed. That's what comes out of your mouth, mom and dad.
Chris had way too much experience calling the 1-800 sex line. You only get that on Good Morning Gloucester's Gloucestercast. Let me tell you right now.
I gotta order it now.
Oh,
Joe will.
I wanted to. I was trying to. Tell you to ask her what do you use the oils for?
Poor lady. She probably has my number.
She's laughing, and then he hung up.
Is there any money in the GMG budget for me to? Yes. Order these.
Only,
it's
if,
be
you do, only if you do the videos. You gotta do
the application. All the videos.
No, you gotta have the. We'll do a live podcast from your bedroom.
It's happy 30th anniversary.
I better order those before
my
30th.
You better get them here.
Yeah. I'm obviously not doing something right.
I don't know what to tell you. I have never been a part of a GMG punk.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm happy.
Was that a first? A GMG?
That was a first. I've never called a 1-800 sex line before. But you were very comfortable doing it. Which
yeah,
showed
it, just
you
came,
truth.
It just, yeah, it came.
Very natural.
Well, you know, you do say to our listeners, we want you to comment.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh.
How do we? How do we? We should probably end with that.
Oh no! I know. I wish we could.
Mom and Dad.
Sorry to ruin the surprise for anybody that might be listening. But,
wow.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Well, I don't remember who, but somebody said, "I dare you to do it." Don't you?
Yeah.
What have you learned from this, folks?
Amanda, she's all over this.
Do not dare, Joey, Chris. Not dare.
Did Amanda comment?
Comments are. Thank you. And wait a minute. Let me back it up a little bit. She's laughing that they have it in VHS.
VHS.
I did notice that. And then she said, water based sounds good.
As opposed to what? Oil based?
So, and thank you that she enjoyed that. And then to rub his, he's halfway there. Not that I think I lost track of something on that one, but
Is it maybe in the description?
Maybe
she was reading one of the descriptions of the videos.
Yeah, she's probably got her AARP magazine right next to her.
She might be a client.
She might be a client.
You know how many people just ran out the recycling bin?
Yeah.
I know Charlene probably is.
They just ran out. I gotta see this.
Oh my god!
So they left us the run out.
Always read this because it has at least looked through it, but it startled me to see that. And it probably been in there before. I don't know why I didn't really see it before, but I guess because Christmas is coming, so you want to try to get ready.
Well,
but
it's interesting that they're targeting.
Exactly.
I mean, I read my wife's like Cosmopolitan magazine.
There you go, to stay on top of things.
You gotta know what women are thinking.
That magazine, I've seen things about the chair that press a button and it will lift you up.
Yeah.
I've also seen the toilet one, you know, which I only thought was on that HBO TV.
The toilet
series.
Lifts you up?
Yeah.
Really?
I've seen it too.
Oh,
where the you can lift from the toilet. I saw last night for the first time I was watching a race on TV and they had a commercial and they went to a bed that lowers so you can get out of bed.
Oh wow.
And press it. So this is what they do and now
they're covering all their bases.
They are getting everything ready.
Yeah.
Speaking of poop or toilets, I thought what you were gonna say is, and I think this was a Shark Tank item where it was son and mother who made the feet thing. So when you sit on the toilet, you put your feet up because it positions your body better.
Squatting potty.
The squatty potty. You must have one.
Actually, no. We have a dear friend who visited India, speaking of the new Indian restaurant, and she was describing to us, like even on a train, train that she took. That was the method of
in India.
Yes.
Really.
And then why that was better for your natural process.
No, I guess it's a real thing.
The positioning
Because I as some of you know, I occasionally look at TikToks for golf instruction and for food
educational purposes.
But I came across this one lady who was explaining the art of pooping. And she said, before you poop, you gotta rub your stomach a few times, like your intestine, to loosens it up encourages it.
Yes.
And she said, put your feet up. She didn't have one of those squatty potties, but her feet were up on like a bucket or something.
Yeah.
And she was explaining the whole process.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's interesting.
That would be a tape measure shot.
Yeah, actually, we should set up a hidden camera in Joe's bathroom.
Pat wanted to do a sriracha mayo taste off.
Oh,
but now I think we may have to do a.
Is that why you brought the mayonnaise?
Amanda's telling us that rubbing your belly works.
Really?
So that's good advice. That's good to know.
Where is Amanda from? Do we know her?
It's not a name I recognize. Amanda, are you from Gloucester or somewhere nearby? Or
very, we appreciate the proactiveness.
Yes, she's being a very good
Amanda,
listener.
Amanda is our top listener today.
Yeah. Amanda who?
Amanda who
Louise
dared
Nichols.
Us to call the 800 number.
Yeah.
Amanda Louie Nichols?
Yes.
Yeah. Is she from Nichols Candy?
Oh, wow, Matt. Rubbing your belly works to do what?
You missed it. To fool.
What the hell's going on?
You missed the whole segment.
One of the viewers watched a video and she said, if you rub your belly.
Amanda is from Gloucester, yes.
Really?
So if you rub your belly, what? What happens?
It helps stimulate.
Does it raise
you're going to have to listen.
The pee pee goes up?
You're going to have to listen to your own podcast.
Are you talking about cats? What are you talking about?
Poop.
If you rub your belly, it stimulates a poop.
What you do is you lean back. You're sitting on the toilet, Joe.
Yeah. Sure.
And. Sure. Okay, so you sit like
we happen to have a toilet right here.
No, stop.
Well, we used to.
We were discussing, I don't know how we got onto it. Oh, TikTok videos and the show with the products.
Yeah.
Shark Tank.
Pat made some reference to toilets, or Jim did, the lift toilet.
Yes.
Oh yeah, there we
that's
go.
Right. That's
and,
right.
Oh, to help you get off when you sit on the toilet for too long and it cuts off the circulation to your
legs
and your toes are numb and then you stand up and you don't have your legs and you're going to fall.
Can you imagine if your feet are lit? If your legs are lifted, that would make it work. It would happen faster, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So we started talking about the squatty potty, where you lift your feet when you're on the toilet because that's the proper position.
To let it fly.
To let it fly.
It loosens up the...
And then we had some other advice.
You push it across
TikTok
the top
video.
And then you push
yeah.
I think that there's... So Amanda Louie-Nichols says, if you rub your belly and rocking back and forth and a back and forth... She seems to be the poop expert.
She is.
We, we need to have her in.
We're going to have to get her here.
We may need to have her doing a demonstration. What we could do, we could have her sit down on one of those porta potties. And we'll put like a blanket, like we'll put it on a line, so it's like all you can see is from her chest up. But she could sit there and kind of
do the rocking.
And she could show how she does her rocking motion.
I'm sorry, Jerome, I may have to overrule you on this one. I've got a better idea. You see, we had Bo last week come in, and he did all the work, and he worked out.
Yeah.
I think she should come in and help you, and you go out on it and do it.
Yeah.
And she teaches.
Yeah.
And
that's
then you
true.
Try it.
I like the idea.
I'm all about training.
Chris is all about like, you know, taking advantage of any opportunities that come his way. So, Chris, have you been to Minglewood Harborside recently? Week at all?
No, not this week.
So, Pat and Jimmy went, but they failed to ask Zach about the chicken
failure
place
everywhere.
Or Taj, the latest from Taj.
So.
But what I would like to say about the Serenity Group, if you noticed, if you were paying attention, this week, if you're a cardholder, two or three different times, they put $10 on different restaurants for you to use for free as their rewards card program.
Right.
Yep.
Which is absolutely outrageous.
Yep. Free money. Free money. For you non-cardholders that live.
Non-cardholders. All right, we're just over an hour. It's a beautiful day. Go Pats. Lose Bucks.
Okay. All right.
Go Pats.
That is not the opinion of the entire GMG staff.
I want the Bucks to lose because I'm selfish as far as my sports viewing. And go Celtics. Congratulations on making the Eastern Conference Finals.
And the Mom's Kitchen shout-out?
I didn't do it already?
No, you
did
not.
Thank you to Mom's Kitchen. I did it earlier. Thank you to Mom's Kitchen.
As always.
Hand sanitized. Yes. Thank you to Mom's Kitchen for the awesome food, as always. I think they're going to start up with their chicken pot pies and their shepherd's pies, which are – Dave Tucker will tell you are the best in town. And Kate and Dave Tucker have a thing about whose chicken pot pies are better. And they're both tremendous.
I don't know. There's bugs in here.
All right. So it's Gloucester Cats 349. No.
In the 439.
439.
So 11 until 4:50. Anybody that's watching, put in your suggestions on where should we live stream the 450th. Actually, if it's going to be we could do that on a Saturday when I'm off.
So, it's going to be after Thanksgiving for those people that don't get up in time and get here. We discussed that.
Hey,
so,
I mean,
and don't forget.
I was talking about the people.
Don't forget to subscribe to your AAARP bulletin so you can stay up on your sex tips for seniors.
Are you going to post the link?
Pat already did, didn't she?
To this? No, I did not.
I think she can't read it anymore because all the ink wore off.
Yeah.
All the ink wore off.
The phone number rubbed out,
Or if you want to borrow them from Pat and Jim, would you allow people to borrow yours?
Yes,
of course. Need to be
number
sanitized.
Number three, however, is going to stay in
the... Whoa!
That's number three.
I don't know.
Let's see what number
three.
Time to cut off.
There it is. Number three.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Of course it was. Sex, play, and position. That's playing position. Pat wants to hold on to that one.
Oh, of course he does.
Filthy animal.
Grandma.
That's why Jim is up. That's why Jim's always walking in here with a big smile on Sundays.
He's a little extra spring in his step.
Grandma, what are we going to do with you?
Please, if you're watching and you haven't left us yet, please, I'm begging you, just hit the share button one time. It's simple. Share the podcast first. I want to see if we can get to a new high number.
That would be awesome.
Share.
Oh, you didn't do it. You didn't go over our. You didn't go over the death row. You updated the. Let's save it for next week.
Yep, we will.
We'll save it for next week. All right. Death row subs. Thank you for joining us. We love our viewers. Thank you for everybody. Every single person that commented. Thank you so much because you're as big of a part of this show as we are. We had some great. Eve LaChance, you missed a lot. You're gonna have to listen.
Eve,
you're gonna have Eve. To go back and look.
She overslept too.
She overslept too. We'll see you guys. Have a great day.
Oh,
what? Oh, Jimmy, go ahead.
Absolutely, no piping plovers were hurt in the making of today's podcast. They also read AARP. So that's probably why they're never going to get
too long, Jimmy.
Too long, yeah.
Jeez, you had it.
I know.